I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you're here on Tuesday's Current State. Michigan legislators are debating measures that would enable certain permitted gun owners to carry concealed weapons in gun-free zones, including schools. Supporters of Senate Bill 442, one of the measures, say shootings in public spaces like schools would be less likely or could be stopped if perpetrators knew responsible gun owners were allowed to have a weapon there. Opponents say more guns in schools, sports venues, hospitals, and other such spaces will not make them safer. The measure is viewed by some as a compromise because of an unusual wrinkle in state gun laws. Currently, certified gun owners are allowed to open carry in schools despite their status as gun-free zones. The concealed carry measure is viewed by some as less likely to create confusion and possible danger. Our next guest spoke in favor of the measure last week at the state capitol. Fletcher Spears is a gun rights supporter and is superintendent of the Clio Community Schools north of Flint. He joins me now. Fletcher Spears, welcome.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you.
A lot of backers of Senate Bill 442 feel that schools have become magnets for gun crime. Senator Patrick Kolbeck, who is a backer, says gun-free zones are essentially kill zones, or words to that effect. Do you feel that way as well?
Absolutely. In fact, I've used the term murder magnets. You know, when we have areas that we have cordoned off and we declare them, you know, by law or by fiat, that they're going to be weapons-free, the only people that follow the law are the law-abiding citizens. The criminals don't follow those laws.
Do you think that any of the seriously unstable people who have committed some school shootings realize that they're more likely to create the mayhem thereafter in a school then? Do you think they consciously have that thought process?
Absolutely. And not only in schools, but I'll speak particularly to schools, but I think in public areas where they can be nearly 100% assured that they are not going to meet any type of resistance. When you look at schools, we have our most precious, thing that we have. We have our kids here, and we need to do everything we can to protect them. And when you look at somebody who is mentally unstable and wants to create the most havoc possible, they're going to pick on that area, in our society that's most vulnerable, which are our schools.
Now, after the recent shooting in Oregon at the community college there, several politicians, including Carly Fiorina and Donald Trump, said that the shooting could have been prevented if the college were not a gun-free zone. Now, as it turns out, the New York Times reported later that the school was not a gun-free zone, and at least one student came forward to say that he was carrying a concealed weapon, but he didn't bring it out for fear of being mistaken for a shooter by the police. Is there something to be said about not adding to the chaos of a school shooting by having people who are not law enforcement who have guns? I mean, you hear that argument regularly.
Well, I've never been involved in that situation, but I hardly believe there could be anything you could do to make that scene more chaotic. Speaking directly to the issue in Oregon, I did hear the interview by that individual who was there with and did have a concealed weapon. I did not hear the statement that he made with respect to believing that he would might be a target of the police. What I heard him say is that school authorities told him not to intervene and to remain in the building. Obviously there's a difference of opinion as to what took place there. But in that kind of a situation, I think the presence of an armed individual, and you read earlier in your introduction, a responsible and well-trained gun owner could indeed make a difference if they are on site with a weapon. We know if they're not on site with a weapon, they're not going to be able to do much of anything.
Fletcher Spears is the superintendent of Clio Community Schools north of Flint. He supports measures being debated at the state capitol that would allow concealed weapons by permitted gun owners in Michigan schools. Should there be a push for increased police presence in schools?
Absolutely. I would be the first one to say I would love to have armed security in each of my buildings. Reality shows us in this day and age we're having difficulty fixing our roads. We're having difficulty finding money for all the different things that that we need. And so I'm not terribly optimistic that the millions and millions of dollars that schools would need to implement that kind of a program are going to take place. Schools are doing what we can with our sinking funds and building secured vestibules, putting locks, on the doors 24/7, and we are taking many other measures to make our schools as safe as we can.
There are, as I'm sure you've learned, there are a considerable number of people who simply cannot countenance the idea of people carrying guns at all in schools. What's the single most persuasive argument that you have used to try to change people's minds?
Well, Mark, it's such a hot-button topic. I don't know that in many respects you can change a lot of folks' minds. I think the first thing you need to do is take the emotion out of it, and you need to look at the facts. And the facts demonstrate that weapons-free zones are magnets for mass shootings. That is just a fact. The other issue that we need to keep in mind is we do have the Second Amendment in the United States, and it isn't an option. It is part of the Constitution. And as I shared earlier last week, I am an NRA member. I'm an avid hunter, but the Second Amendment was not created for hunters. The bottom line is I've got 4,000 people here in Clio every day that either work for me or their kids in my school. And my job is to keep them safe. And promoting a weapons-free zone, in my mind, would be the worst thing that I could possibly do to attempt to ensure that their safety is paramount.
One final question before we let you go. The new legislation would not allow local school districts to opt out and decide for themselves against concealed weapons. How do you feel about that? Would you rather that option were there?
Well, that option doesn't exist now, Mark. Right now, if that option were there, at least I wouldn't have open carry. But I look at it this way. This bill is truly a bipartisan bill. If you're an avid gun proponent, you're probably not happy that open carry would be restricted. If you're anti-guns, you won't be happy that people could carry concealed. But the bottom line is Senate Bill 442 is a great compromise. It's a point where we should be able to work together, eliminate the open carry, but at the same time protect the Second Amendment rights of our citizens.
Fletcher Spears is a gun rights supporter and is superintendent of the Clio Community Schools north of Flint. He is a supporter of Senate Bill 442, which would enable certain permitted gun owners to carry concealed weapons in gun-free zones, including schools. Fletcher Spears, thanks for joining us.
And thank you. You have a great day.